This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's dry as a bone in southeastern Arizona, and it's the time of year when we start to wonder about summer monsoon. I mean, summer isn't official yet, but it's only a few weeks away. And then, when summer is official, we really start to wonder about summer monsoon. Will it arrive? Will it bring good rainfall, rainfall across the borderlands? And if it does arrive, will it come in time to save or to rejuvenate the stressed trees and shrubs, the perennials, the grassland of the borderlands? Will the native oak trees that never releafed after this spring, will they get enough moisture to releaf? Or will many just call it quits? Will there be puddles or flooded arroyos or creeks that run? I'm asking for a friend. Or friends, you know, some reptiles, amphibians, some mammals, some avians, a plethora of insects, an abundance of native vegetation. They want to know if the monsoon, the summer rains of July, August, and heart be still, September are on the way. Well, okay, all those flora and fauna are not complaining, of course. Whining is a human condition, and I apologize for projecting a fine wine over the borderlands. That said, I am waiting and wishing for a wet monsoon. You know, a monsoon like the old days, a traditional monsoon, flooded city streets, arroyos roaring, huge puddles where toads call for partners and mate. I'll tell you what, if we get huge puddles, I'm going to sit in one as well and call to my partner. I'm getting excited. I just want a traditional monsoon, muggy, sticky, wet. You know, around our little homestead near the banks of the Ojolote, I find myself watering a little more than usual. I mean, I've got a native landscape. I've planted all native, but the drought that's affected the plants and the grassland and in the nearby hills has taken its toll on our personal habitat as well. So I try to supplement the water, and while also trying to be frugal, water frugal. Anyway, I want to tell you about a plant that's doing just fine right now. It's all around our place and out beyond our place, a perennial that's starting to even resprout from its roots. Wild tarragon, Artemisia dracunculus. Last year's brown stems still stand 3-4 feet tall from the base, which is now shooting new growth. Wild tarragon. And I'm not making this number up. We are surrounded by a gazillion. I'm not kidding. A gazillion tarragon plants. No, really. It used to be called Artemisia dragunculoides, right? But that means oides on the end means like dracunculus, a false tarragon, they called it. But it is dracunculus, and it's not false. It's native to Eurasia and, listen, the Western United States. Tarragon, the herb, the culinary herb. It just makes me want to put on a beret and make Bernaise sauce all day long. Okay. I don't want to embarrass myself with dreadful high school French. I'll tell you, first of all, that the genus Artemisia honors the Greek goddess of the hunt, Artemis. The specific epithet, dracunculus, is from a couple Greek words for little dragon. I'm not sure what that's about. Oh, it's such a little dragon. So not only, by the way, is this a culinary herb, it will make me rich, but it also has numerous, and I want to stress, numerous medicinal uses. It really does. The one that really appeals to me is it promotes hair growth and makes hair long and soft. That's so cool. I'm surrounded by a gazillion culinary and medicinal tarragon plants. I'm thinking I could be the king of tarragon. Ms. Mosquitie will be my queen, of course, but the king of tarragon. We're going to call our place Tarragonia. Come to Tarragonia on the banks of the Ojolote. Meet the king of Tarragonia. His hair is long and soft. And he wants to call to his queen from a very large puddle. Come on, monsoon. The desert's going to be beautiful. Yeah, it will. I'm Petey Mosquitie. the king of Tarragonia, and this has been Growing Native.